The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. In what may be considered a sign of progress, Louisiana's House of Representatives approved a spending plan last night to address the looming fiscal cliff, that is, when the temporary 1 cent sales tax expires June 30th. But the House plan falls well short of filling the estimated $650 million budget shortfall, as it raises $400 million in additional revenue, which means cuts will still be needed to make up the shortfall. Chairman of the Appropriations Committee, Representative Cameron Henry, made a statement that underscored the bill's shortcomings.
I know the bill's not perfect. We're going to try to add some more back.
Although most state agencies would be spared from massive cuts, and the state's safety net hospitals and nursing homes would also be saved, the House plan would still cut funding for the TOPS tuition plan by 10%, and services from the Department of Health would lose $100 million in state funding. An attempt at compromise by a Senate panel was made earlier this week as the Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee took the House plan of temporarily extending a third of the penny sales tax, but instead make it permanent, which would fill the budget gap. But the move was met with considerable objection from GOP leadership.
I think by the sole fact that that money has literally received one committee hearing through the process, and as many of you sit here now, we've already discussed problems with that bill.
HB 1 passed the House with a 96-5 vote. No additional revenue has won final passage at the state capitol, as the end of the special session must end by midnight Monday. If no budget wins final approval, lawmakers will be forced to hold another special session to adopt one by July 1st. Louisiana homeowners who sustained damage from the 2016 floods still have time to apply for federal aid, but there's a deadline to do that. Shauna Sanford, Communications Director for Governor John Bel Edwards, gives us the details on the Restore Louisiana Program application and deadline.
The deadline for those homeowners who have not taken the initial survey, which is the first step that homeowners need to take in order to find out if they'll be eligible to receive a grant award in this program, is Friday, July 20th. And again, that is only for those homeowners who have not taken the survey. So for those who have, or those who have been invited to the application phase, this deadline does not apply to them.
So tell us more about filling out the application. Is it a complicated process?
It doesn't take long at all. You can do it online. You can simply go to restore.la.gov to fill it out. It takes about 10 minutes or less. If you would prefer to do it in person or have someone help you, you can call 866-735-2001 Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 p.m., and the folks there are happy to help. And in addition to that, there are also going to be some outreach programs in your area where you can go in and you can get help one-on-one with representatives from the Restore program, and they are happy to help you fill out the survey.
More than 11,000 people have received grant offers totaling $292 million so far from the federally funded homeowner program. July 20th is the deadline. The website to learn more is restore.louisiana.gov. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. Expect a high temperature of 95. This is Red River Radio.